This week on It's So Bad, the year was 1995. Capcom was coming off a streak of excellent fighting games in the Street Fighter 2 series and decided, instead of making a third, to make a prequel. This week on It's So Bad, we're talking about Street Fighter Alpha. The podcast.
Would you rather be the Alpha or the Omega?
Omega.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Wouldn't you be more perfected if you were the Omega?
Yes. You're refined. You're the end. Nothing comes after you.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want to make a game named Omega. Is there a lot of Omega games?
I can't think of one.
I can't either. I can think of a Sigma because we just talked about Ninja Gaiden Sigma.
So Street Fighter.
Alpha. Yes, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, etc. Podbean. We are up on everything. And this week we are adding Street Fighter Alpha, known as Street Fighter Zero in Japan, to the endless list of video games. Which, Matt, explain to me, what is the endless list of games?
This is a long going, you know, project of ours to...
It's been going on for a year and a half now, almost 2 years.
It's long enough. Yes. We're ranking
them all. Games. Ranking them all. Games.
Everyone that we've played
we did.
Recently.
Last couple we've done are, you can see in the podcast feed, but we just did Bayonetta last week. We had Godzilla Save the Earth before that, and we had Home Alone before that as well. Everything we're doing, all generations of games. We currently have... As long as they're 5 years old.
Yes.
They have to be 5 years old.
They need to bake... A little bit.
Need to get into the mind of what this game actually is. And this week we are adding Street Fighter Alpha to the list. It is ranked according to our feelings, our emotions, how the graphics look, how the soundtrack is, if the soundtrack is a banger, if the head-to-head gameplay holds up versus other games of the time, its influence on the industry, its... how well regarded it is over the course of time. Everything. We talk about everything.
Sometimes it's just our gut.
And sometimes it's just our gut.
You know when a game is better than another game.
Yes, you do. Especially when there's only 61 games. Which currently it goes from Super Mario 64 at number 1 to Jurassic Park Trespasser at number 61. And so, Street Fighter Alpha, fighting game, Capcom, Noritaka Funamizu. Is the Street Fighter guy.
He's the, I think in the credits, do they call it a planner?
Yes. There's like designers, I think. He's a designer.
It was funny to watch the credits of this game and like be reminded how they've gone from like this fun thing where they kind of make up their titles and they have nicknames throughout.
Right.
And half the time they don't even put, they put like their handle.
And I think that was more the company doing that because they didn't want people to poach their employees.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
Well, I don't know.
There were only so many, you know, sprite artists, I guess, right?
Yeah, and this is especially important with this game's history because right before this game came out, Street Fighter 2 came out, SNK poached people from Capcom, and that's how they made Art of Fighting in their fighting game series.
Oh.
Because Art of Fighting came out like 4 months after Street Fighter 2.
Oh, that's wild. I didn't know that.
And then Fatal Fury and all those games came out. And the reason why those games came out is because the person who was working on Street Fighter 2 moved over to SNK.
Hmm. Well, good for them.
Yeah, so 1991, just to put this game in perspective, this game came out in 1995, June of 1995. 1991 is when you had Street Fighter 2, Fatal Fury came out. 92, you had Championship Edition for Street Fighter 2, as well as Turbo. Fatal Fury 2 came out. Mortal Kombat came out in 1992. Then in 1993, you start seeing like the list of games expand every year with fighting games.
It was like the people that saw Street Fighter 2 And then we're like, we need to make
a Street Fighter 2.
A Street Fighter game.
Yeah. So you had not only the Super Street Fighter 2 came out in 93, Mortal Kombat 2 came out, Fatal Fury Special, but then you get Samurai Showdown, Virtua Fighter. Hmm. 1994 is when the list expands to be ridiculous, is when you had...
King of Fighters came out?
King of Fighters 94, Killer Instinct, Darkstalkers, X-Men Children of the Atom, Tekken, Virtua Fighter 2, Samurai Showdown 2, Battle Arena Toshinden.
Hmm.
So this is when you started getting like the 3D polygonal stuff as well. And Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo also came out in 1994.
And that was kind of the ultimate, or that was the ultimate Street Fighter.
Yeah, because then they moved on to making Street Fighter Alpha, right? So yeah, this game came out the same year as Darkstalkers 2, Fatal Fury 3, Mortal Kombat 3, King of Fighters 95, Tekken 2, Marvel Super Heroes, Fighting Vipers, Samurai Showdown 3, Real Bout Fatal Fury, which is known as one of the best Fatal Fury games, and Soul Blade also came out that year.
Ah, Soul Blade.
Yes.
Soul.
The Soul Calibur.
Edge, Soul Blade came first, and then Soul Edge, I think, was the arcade
version. Maybe. Sounds about right. We'll get into that when we start talking about Soul Calibur and all those games. This game was originally on arcade, but would come out on PlayStation, Saturn, PC, PS2 via the Street Fighter Alpha Anthology. And finally, it just recently came out, I think like 2 years ago, on Switch, PS4, Xbox One, and PC on the Street Fighter 30th Anniversary Collection, which is where we played it.
Yeah, weird thing about that. I think for the 30th Anniversary Collection, all of the ROMs are the first editions of the arcade ROMs.
Okay.
So like they would come out with patches and change things. I don't know when exactly, but for some of the games... And it was kind of like a point of contention that they didn't release the collection with the
latest
final version.
Yeah, that's weird.
It was the first version.
You mentioned that Dan and Akuma were selectable in later versions, or was it just in Street Fighter Alpha 2?
You can select them in Alpha 2 and Alpha 3.
Right, but in Alpha, I thought you mentioned...
In Alpha, I think... I know that with random, I think, you can... There's a chance that you can get one of them.
Yes.
And there's some other way to get them. I didn't.
Yeah, there's a button combination for two secret characters, which is Akuma, is Akuma the final boss?
No.
It's Bison?
Well, it depends on the character.
Okay.
It's either like Bison. Well, it's Bison for a lot of the characters that interact with Shadaloo. And like, for instance, Adon, since he's a Muay Thai guy, he's like a student of Sagat.
Muay Thai, not the drink.
Muay Thai. like Ken's is Ryu.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
Which was a change from Street Fighter 2.
Right.
So each character has an individual path they go down.
Yes.
Yeah. There's still like very little story in this game.
The story is actually pretty bad.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's like a greater lore.
Yeah,
there's
like lore they've made
the
since
the delivered
then.
Story is pretty garbage.
Right.
And like very low effort. Like for instance, I think, when you're Ken, you fight Ryu at the end because you've been chasing Ryu around the world. The final stage is in Japan, but then in the ending cinematic, Ryu says he's got to go back to Japan. And it's like all these kinds of things.
That's
where
weird.
Like it was like such low effort that they didn't even realize the final stage is already Japan.
Yeah.
And they don't recognize that in the storyboards.
It's weird. Yeah, it's just a lot of it's weird.
Yeah.
Also, like the whole Charlie thing and why they use Charlie instead of Guile.
Well, Charlie is the most important part, I think, of the story.
Yeah, because he dies. He gets killed by M. Bison, and that's why Guile wants to go after.
And that, like, that fuels Guile.
But Charlie is just Guile.
Yeah.
Well, for some reason,
he shares a lot of moves. Yeah, he has some different moves, but they're basically the same. A very similar character.
Yeah, and so Ryu, after winning the first World Warrior Tournament, goes home to discover his master, Gouken, has been murdered.
And he beats Sagat.
In the first one. In Street Fighter.
Right, yeah.
And that's why Sagat has an eye patch. Scar. He always has an eye patch, but he has a scar on his chest from a dragon punch.
Yes, I think so.
Ryu sets out to find and defeat Akuma in order to avenge his master's death in Street Fighter Alpha. So
that might be... So I know like in Alpha 2 and stuff, they retconned things, because I don't... you have to do something, I think, special to
fight Akuma. Who, it's not his first appearance. He was in Super Street Fighter 2 as the final boss.
Yeah, right.
He wasn't playable.
He's not playable.
But he's playable in this game for the first time. Yeah.
Right.
Sagat is really simple. He wants to go after Ryu to settle his score after he scarred his chest.
Yeah, and then he beats him, and it's like a depressing ending. He's like, he's like, now what? And then he's like, wait, did Ryu hold back?
And it's Sagat.
He's never satisfied.
Sagat has a weird arc in Street Fighter because he's like the main bad guy in the first one.
Yeah.
And then he becomes like, he wants to go get revenge in Ryu, and then he becomes like a good guy with Dalzim in later games.
Oh, I don't know about that. Yeah.
He's like a studies whatever Dalzim's like peaceful meditation is, and he becomes like a better
because he's
individual.
Because he's not in three. Street Fighter 3.
Okay.
Which I think is canonically the last one.
Interesting. Yeah, the whole timeline of Street Fighter and the story is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like that ridiculous, it's just like the timeline and how these games came out is kind of ridiculous.
Right. Yeah, I think it goes like 1, Alpha, 2, I forget, I don't know where 5 goes. Yeah, it's all over the place, whatever.
Supposedly, there's a Street Fighter 6 that's going to be coming out in the next couple years.
I think the question is if they're going to make a Street Fighter 6 or if they'll make another Versus game.
Right.
Or if they'll do like a lighter game like Darkstalkers or something like
right.
that. Because there's a lot of weight when you put Street Fighter 6 out.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Behind that name.
Well, they just had the last Capcom
Cup.
Cup, yeah. And the winner of that usually qualifies for next year. But they said that this year they're not qualifying for next year, which means there's a new game coming.
I think next, because they announced next year. So next year's,
right.
is they're not qualified for 2021.
Right.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Here's hoping. I don't know. The last Marvel versus Capcom Infinite wasn't good, it was a little, it was underwhelming because so many of the characters were DLC and
yeah.
they released a versus
and they
game
also
where
they
had like 20
they didn't in. Have like the your favorite X-Men characters either,
right? Yeah,
because in those that plays a big part in those games.
Mm-hmm.
Now they'll have the opportunity to do that because X-Men are under the fold of Disney, so if they get the license again, they could potentially do that. But it's also the look they have with those games. The new games, like Street Fighter V, is like not... It's
a
step back from what they were previously doing.
Plus,
compared to like Dragon Ball FighterZ or like all those anime fighters, what's the new one that's come out? Guilty Gear?
Guilty Gear.
Xrd.
Well, Xrd is out. I forget the new Guilty Gear, but...
It looks so good
compared
to these games.
So they're all Arxis. Yeah, that makes those games. And so they
anime
do like
fighters.
3D sprites.
Yeah.
But I think the idea is that the sprites are much more expensive to create. And the issue, too, is with because they're more expensive, it's hard to make so much DLC as like an additional revenue source.
Yeah.
They
got
to
go back to
the 3D models. They can just crank out, you know.
They got to go back to the drawing board with this because Arxis is a smaller company than Capcom.
They don't have the resources Capcom does.
Right, right.
And they're putting out games that look infinitely better.
Right. But let's go back to Street Fighter Alpha here. So they added Final Fight characters in this game with Sodom, Guy, who else was in it? I think that's it, right?
I think they're the only Final Fight characters.
Yeah, so do you know why Final Fight characters are in Street Fighter Alpha?
Final Fight was supposed to be a Street Fighter sequel, right?
That's right.
And is that why?
That's why.
Okay.
So Final Fight was originally supposed to be the sequel to the original Street Fighter, and they're kind of, they now share the same universe, so.
Yeah, I think that's cool.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. And they keep doing that sort of thing in future Street Fighters.
With other fighting games or other...
Yeah, and
Capcom
unifying like the Capcom universe sort of
Resident thing. Evil characters are in one of...
Well, they're in Marvel versus Capcom.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. They should just do a Capcom versus Capcom game.
Capcom All-Stars? Yeah, why not? I'd buy it.
Yeah, I mean, that or like one of their lesser known fighting game titles like Darkstalkers would be cool.
Yeah. But they I think they need to do something. They need to do something before Street Fighter VI.
Yeah.
Personally, yeah, probably. In my opinion.
Like, test it out.
Right.
Like, this game, too, like, were they trying to test out new concepts for a Street Fighter III? Did they feel the pressure of the next Street Fighter?
I don't think so.
So they just make Street Fighter Zero?
I don't think so, because they had Darkstalkers, which is another Capcom game.
Right.
They had X-Men Children of the Atom, which was another Capcom game. Both of them were out by this point.
Right.
And both of them were pretty big departures from Street Fighter II Turbo.
Yeah.
So I don't know why some of it, it seems to me like some of those two games were a little more original. Whereas this, like, you would have thought that this coming out, Street Fighter Alpha coming out later, would have been, you know, another next step. But it kind of seems like a, not a step back, but like,
it's like a half step.
And
plus the limited character roster in this game, there's only how many characters in this game?
There's like eight. I want to say.
Something like that. There's so Ken, Ryu, Chun-Li, Sagat, Birdie, Adon, Charlie, Rose, Guy, Sodom, and M. Bison.
Yeah, and M. Bison you can't even play as.
Right. And then you had Akuma and Dan as the hidden characters.
Right.
So that's not a lot of characters on your roster, especially when you had Super Street Fighter II that came out that had this
16 like, characters.
Like massive things.
A big roster.
Yeah, it's a step back. And it, like, what were the technical things that they added in this? Like the super combos?
So, yeah, I guess it's new to... So Street Fighter Turbo had like turbo combos, I think they were called.
Okay.
Whatever they were, where we had like a bar at the bottom. And you could use the bar and do a move.
Okay.
Darkstalkers, I want to say, had the stages of the bar or like levels of the bar where you had like a 1, 2, or 3.
Yep.
And then you could use one bar or more to make the move more powerful.
Yeah. I think King of Fighters did it too as well.
Right. Yeah. I don't know if 94 had it, but regardless.
I'm pretty sure an SNK game was the origin of that bar. Though,
okay.
So.
And then what else? This added, alpha counters where if you're blocking, you could put in an input basically to parry an attack. What else did this add? This kind of adapted, this added air blocking, which was new. And I think it was in X-Men Children of the Atom.
Was air blocking not in Turbo?
No.
Street Fighter 2 Turbo?
As far as I know, it was not.
Okay. Because there was air moves in
Street Fighter 2 Turbo. Right, there's like air throws and stuff like that. But this, like, you could tech throws and, like, when you hit the ground, if you get knocked down, you can, like, tech the roll, basically, to get back up quicker.
Yep.
I don't know what else that was in. In any other games before.
Feels weird.
Like, other Capcom games before this.
Feels weird.
Definitely not in Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think the things that this did for Street Fighter that was great is that they, first, like, visually, I think it looks pretty good, at least when you go back and see what the final version of Street Fighter 2 looked like.
Right.
Looks pretty rough. I get it's a great game, but Street Fighter 2 is kind of hard to go back to.
Right.
Visually.
Yeah.
I think it was smart.
The sprite work on the characters is pretty good. I like that.
Yeah, and I think it was smart, too, that they, like, that this being a prequel... Like, Ken, Ryu, they got to make look young, and I think that's easy to do with, like, anime-looking art.
They have weird eyebrows, too.
Yeah. I think all the character design in this is good.
Yeah, you like Charlie with his dangling hairpiece that comes down in front of his face. Rose looks great with, like, her flowing gown stuff.
Yeah. Birdie's got, like, the hole in his mohawk.
Yeah. I think the sprite work on the characters is great. I don't know if the animations are that great. They're pretty... They didn't merely make a move from Street Fighter 2 to this game that much.
Right, there's a lot of, like, fluidity to the animations.
But the sprite work is actually pretty good.
What I don't think is good is the stages. I think the stages
How many stages are there?
I want to say there's 4, and then they're, like, the color palette swaps for the character. Like, there's a Thailand stage that Adon, Sagat, and someone else uses. I think Dan actually uses, like, the 3 colors.
Yeah.
You pointed out earlier when we were playing, like, Ken and Charlie's stage They're like the same stage, street stage, but with one like has a different lair, right? Guy and Ryu use like the street in front of the convenience store stage.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sodom and Bison use like the train outdoor stage.
The Amtrak train that and actually then, says Amtrak on it.
Oh, does that? Funny.
It's like covered up a little bit.
And then there's a Europe stage, I think, that Birdie and Rose use.
Yeah, it's... And there's the stages are super super bland.
They're bland. There's like no animation to them.
One's like a castle stage that Birdie uses and Rose.
Yeah, it's the Coliseum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, they're not interesting. I mean, I'm thinking the convenience store stage that Ryu and Guy use has like a mailman walking through it.
Yeah, and that's like a step back from what Chun-Li's stage was in Street Fighter.
Oh, and Chun-Li's stage is the Great Wall of China.
Yeah. Okay.
But besides that, there's like no the stages aren't very dynamic. They're not interesting.
No.
And I think the stages are one of the things that kind of... It's one of the first things you notice that you kind of realize that this was a little bit half-assed.
Yeah. Did you know that Cody is in the background of one of the stages?
No, I didn't know that. But when...
From Final Fight, Cody.
Who is it? When Chun-Li... In Chun-Li's ending... She beats Bison, and then he, like, somehow beats her up after he's already defeated. And she ends up in a hospital bed, and Cody shows up with a detective in her, like, final sort of thing.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cody in, like, future ones is a prisoner because he's been framed for murder or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why he's a prisoner. We were playing Street Fighter, I think, Alpha 3, and he's in, like, a prison garb with handcuffs. Because he's been framed for murder, and he's trying to, like, dodge the cops or something.
Yeah, I wonder... Because I think in 5, he's still... Or he gets out of prison.
Okay.
So it must be somewhere around there in the timeline.
No clue. Lore. Deep lore here for...
Unfortunately, none of the lore seems like it's in the games.
Yeah, no,
I think, like, going from Alpha 2, they, like, retcon stuff, too, from the first Alpha. So it's, like...
Yeah, it's all over the place. Yeah. So this game spawned 2 sequels for this specific series of Street Fighter games. So Street Fighter Alpha 2, Street Fighter Alpha 3. So this game it's really weird. Street Fighter Alpha 2 is on Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
But Street Fighter Alpha isn't.
Right.
And Street Fighter Alpha 2 is, the Super Nintendo game is like terrible. If you ever go and look at that
game. It's like not a real version.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the NES version of Pit Fighter, you can say.
Yeah, well, SNES version.
SNES version.
They also made a Street Fighter Alpha the Animation, a movie, which probably has all the lore.
I did not
take the time to watch it.
I thought about it, and then...
Have you seen Street Fighter the movie, the anime movie?
No, I've only seen the Jean-Claude Van Damme movie.
The animated Street Fighter movie's pretty good.
But that's not this one.
No.
That you're talking about.
But yeah, I think overall the theme of this is that this is kind of like a half step forward from Street Fighter 2. It's not like the best fighting game. So I don't think it's the best fighting game on our list.
Yeah.
And
I think it looks good. I really dig the...
It was fun playing it with you when we were just dicking around with it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to play. I mean, it's still like, you know, classic Street Fighter, you know, in a sense. I think they did a good job. Like, I think the visual upgrade is the biggest deal to me.
Right. I think there's games that I was talking about that came out this year and the year before this game came out that will go higher on our list if we start talking about rankings now.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, Darkstalkers
did
the same kind of stuff with the same kind of visual style, or at least, like, in the same generation.
Marvel superheroes, maybe X-Men Children of the Atom.
Right.
Those games will probably go higher.
Yeah, I think Darkstalkers and Marvel superheroes for sure accomplished more at the same time.
So in thinking about our list, this is our, I think, 4th fighting game on our list. We have a big definition of what a fighting game is. Because we currently have Gru Mark of the Wolves, Fatal Fury Mark of the Wolves for you people out there. Yes, which is at number 24. We just added recently Godzilla Save the Earth, which is kind of like an arena fighter, at number 46. And then at number 58 out of 61, we have Pit Fighter, which is another fighting games. I'm using air quotes as I say that for these. Those last two are air quotes fighting games. This is a fighting game ass fighting game is what Street Fighter Alpha is. So, first question for you. This game does not go higher than Gru Mark of the Wolves.
Gru Mark of the Wolves, I think, has better animations, has a more interesting and larger variety of characters, has infinitely better stages, probably not as good music, and I think they're probably equal on the sort of like pick up and play. Maybe Gru is actually better or easier for, you know, like a more casual audience.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I was whooping your ass when we were playing.
Yeah, exactly.
And I suck at fighting games, so.
Yeah, and I think, like, even mechanically, there was more going on in Gru. Like, there's the whole thing with the fight, you pick the part of the meter.
Yeah.
Where your health meter, where you get a different move.
Right.
And they have, like, you know, they also have, like, a counter sort of perfect block.
I think the animations on the characters are the way the sprites move is a little bit better in Gru as well.
I think so.
I think that the stage design, I think actually just the fighters and their different styles are more interesting in Gru than in Street Fighter Alpha.
And even if there are some, like, there are two very similar characters in that, at least, you know, like the two, like, Korean kickboxing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, like, there's still, like...
There's, like, the monkey guy who can teleport. There's the... Right. Yeah, there's a bunch of guys. There's the
Kushnood Butt.
Yeah, Kushnood Butt's my man.
Yeah, I think Gru is a better game than this.
So tell me, I have, like, I think this game doesn't go lower than, like, a Pilot Wings, for example.
So Pilot Wings is 33. So yeah, I think that's true. I mean, it's not a bad game.
I think it goes above Pilot Wings.
I think it goes above Pilot Wings.
But where does it go above there in between Gru and Pilot Wings? So I like. On some end, I like playing Luigi's Mansion better than this game. I think it was...
So it's 32, Luigi's Mansion.
Luigi's Mansion is just kind of a fun game to go around and dick around. You can, like, interact with the environments, and I think it was a cool tech demo for GameCube, but I'm willing to hear arguments for why this game would be better than Street Fighter Alpha.
I don't have those arguments.
So, okay. So do you want to put another new number 33 ahead of Pilot Wings?
No, I'm saying I say it is better than Luigi's Mansion. Do you don't think it's better than Luigi's Mansion? Luigi's Mansion.
No, I want to hear your arguments for why
it's kind of
Street Fighter Alpha is better than Luigi's Mansion.
But maybe I didn't say this on the podcast, but it's kind of like not that great.
No.
I mean, it did what it wanted to do.
Right.
And then it kept doing that for too long.
Yes.
I mean, this game. I mean, I think the replayability alone, and I know that, like, fighting games have more replayability by default, but even playing, like, against the AI.
Yeah.
I'd rather play against the AI in Street Fighter Alpha 1, knowing that Street Fighter Alpha 2 and 3 exist, still far more than I want to play Luigi's Mansion.
All right, well, I accept that argument, and I think, it goes probably ahead of Luigi's Mansion. Next up is Ninja Gaiden. Tell me why this game is better than Ninja Gaiden. I like Ninja Gaiden. It's a good action platformer.
Because in Street Fighter Alpha, you can turn the difficulty down if you want to. And
did you turn? So you said that you beat this game with every character yesterday.
Yeah.
Which we should have said up front, which was impressive to me. Did you turn down the difficulty for that?
I played the difficulty. I don't know what the range on the arcade.
Yeah.
I want to say I lowered it one.
Okay.
Because it starts at 3.
So I never changed the difficulty, and what I was finding is that the first, like, 3 guys or 2 guys were, like, super easy.
Yeah.
And then there was, like, a brick wall on the third guy.
I mean, the problem is that, like, with fighting games, and especially, like, older AI, they read your inputs. Yeah. So, and I wanted to get through... I was not playing as all the characters to... for a challenge so much as I wanted to
see the story.
Right. Well, and I wanted to, like, play, you know, 8 to 10 matches against an increasingly difficult opponent with one character.
Right.
and really see if, you know, like the music got grating or if the stages got grating. The music never got old to me. I thought the music in this was pretty good. Not varied enough, but like,
There's not enough tracks.
There's not enough. I mean, I think there's not enough is kind of
the
overarching ethos of this game.
So I could see this game going ahead of Ninja Gaiden on replayability, the sprite work, etc. I don't know if it goes above River City Ransom. I think River City Ransom is a unique take on a beat 'em up, and that is a game that I could pick up and replay and enjoy. Although I'm weird about my beat 'em ups and I enjoy it, and I also enjoy the RPG system in that game. I think there's a variability in the bosses as well that makes that game interesting, as well as the where the setting is and how it's all connected, kind of like a Metroidvania-ass beat 'em up game, kind of. I think just for when it came out and what it did was super interesting game and good game.
I buy all that. I think River City Ransom has a unique visual style. Well, it's a pretty NES-y visual style, but it's still, to me, when I see it, I think of River City Ransom.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's got a very, it's a very unique visual style.
And I think it's got a
Kunio-kun.
Got depth.
Yeah.
Like, I appreciate the depth to River City Ransom. I mean, it's still the 30th game on the list. Like, right. I don't think it's great,
it's the best game, but it is a game.
I could buy that. Yeah, I think Street Fighter Alpha is better than Ninja Gaiden. At 31.
Okay. I'll agree. I'll buy
but
that.
I could buy not putting it above 30, River City Ransom. I think you're right. Like, even today, like, you know, going over to your couch and playing through River City Ransom sounds fun.
Yeah. I think it's got a good, like, for me at least, because I've played that game a bunch of times, the soundtrack as well is, I can instantly think about what those songs are.
And that soundtrack's better than the Alpha sound, at least Alpha 1's right. soundtrack.
Cool. So let's put it as our new number 31 on our list, Street Fighter Alpha.
Cool.
I think it's a good spot for it. A good midway fighting game on our list.
The game grew on me the more I played it.
I never thought it was bad. I don't think it's great. I think it's a good game. It is what it is.
Yeah. It's a solid 31.
It's a solid 31.
Cool.
On our list. Yeah. So we have a new 31. Thank you so much for listening. You can follow us on Twitter at itsobadpod, itsobadpod@gmail.com for all your requests, comments, concerns, etc. We are here for you. Hopefully we'll do one of your listener suggestions if I can ever get one of our podcast members to finish that game.
It's not me. Not me. It's not my fault.
And who knows what our next game will be next week. We have some ideas, but it's will come out, I hope, in the next week. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks, Matt, for joining us.
Thanks.